Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Luke chapter 21. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This is the text. When you read our gospel lesson for today, it probably sounds a lot like what we read last week. And it should. Because this is basically Luke's account of the same event. Jesus in Jerusalem with his disciples. They're looking at the temple, the massive stones. And Jesus says they're all going to come tumbling down. And the disciples have asked, when are these things going to take place? Jesus is once again, we hear him speaking about the end time. When we read the appointed lessons for the first Sunday in Advent in particular, as I said in the introduction, you know, the traditional one is Palm Sunday, the coming of Jesus there into Jerusalem as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, entering in so that he can be that sacrifice upon the altar of the cross. Jesus comes as the Savior, Redeemer, the priest who would offer the final sacrifice. When you read through all of the readings appointed for today, really it's just Jeremiah in that one line where he says, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. Which is, of course, a clear prophecy of the coming of Christ. But other than that, what we read doesn't sound like what we would expect for Advent. You know, we're leading up towards Christmas. Where are Mary and Joseph, Elizabeth, Zechariah, John the Baptist? Oh, we are going to hear about them, but not yet. We still have end of the world issues to deal with. Because, you see, the Advent season, it's not just about the weeks leading up to Christmas. It is a season to celebrate the fact that there might not be Christmas this year, because Jesus might return even before then. He might come now. So be on guard. Stay awake, as we heard last week. We just finished these 3 weeks of the final little mini season of the church year talking about all these things, but we're still going to talk about them, because the season of Advent is not just about the coming of Jesus as the babe in Bethlehem, but it's about Jesus coming. Now, the prophecy about Jesus coming, it begins all the way back with Adam and Eve. God spoke to them in the garden, promising that he would send a Savior to take away the guilt of their sin. And the rest of the Old Testament is a further enlightening, a further revealing of how this was going to take place. That the virgin will be with child, and they will call his name Emmanuel. And throughout the Advent season, we have a growing anticipation that Christ is coming. You see this with the Advent wreath. Each week, one more candle gets lit until finally the Christ candle, the personification here within the church itself, that Jesus, the light of the world, has come. We see this. Well, we, living in this final Advent season, the advent of this world, we have a growing anticipation that he is coming. But we don't have a specific end date as to when the light of the world will come once again. Not like we do with the celebration of Christmas. Advent, it's a time to be prepared We look at it as a time of preparing. Last Sunday, we had the Preparing Our Hearts for Advent get-together with the LWML. Wonderful event. I love that every year. It's such a wonderful thing that we do. And Advent is a time for preparing. It's also a time to be prepared. He is coming. We do not know when. So Jesus says, straighten up. When I hear those words, I think of when we took the girls to Disney World. Oh, I don't know how many years ago that was. About 10 years ago, I think. And we were eating supper at Cinderella's Castle there in Orlando. And there's kind of this interactive show going on with the various characters. And I was leaning over, talking to the girls. They were down at the end of the table. And right then, the fairy godmother came behind me and tapped me on the shoulder and said, sit up straight. And kind of startled me. The girls have never let me forget that. I dare not stoop over, ever. Well, when we are to be watching for the signs of the coming of Christ, Jesus says, sit up straight. Straighten up and lift up your heads. Raise your heads. You know, lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. You know, look up. Keep your eyes where they should be. Looking for Christ. He's coming. Don't be like the pagans. Don't be like those who either fear the end or ignore the reality that there will be an end. It says, sit up straight. Raise your heads. Look up. Your redemption is drawing near. Then Jesus gives a metaphor for how to recognize the end. He says, look at the fig tree, or all the trees, he says. If you can see when the seasons change by how the leaves on the trees are, well, then you can tell that there is a change of season. You can recognize these things, these signs of the end of the age. The signs, he says, will be obvious. You don't need the teachings of Nostradamus or, you know, these doomsday millennialists or, you know, remember how accurate the Mayan calendar was? You know, don't listen to those who are on the internet or on television who claim to know when the world will come to an end. They've been wrong every time. And as we heard last week, you know, only the Father knows. So anyone who says that they know, I mean, that's just blasphemy. The signs, Jesus says, well, they'll be as obvious as the leaves changing, marking the seasons. And as we see in Jesus' words to his disciples elsewhere concerning the end of this age, he says, some of the signs, they're going to be all around you. They're just the beginnings of birth pains. You know, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famine, disease. But he also says there will be signs that will not appear until just before the end. It's interesting that we get this reading today because in our Sunday morning Bible class, we're in Revelation chapter 9, and that's exactly what we're talking about with the sixth seal. You know, that there are signs that are spoken of in Scripture. And then there's going to be signs that John was forbidden to write down that are going to happen right at the end. So we don't know exactly what that's going to be, which is why Jesus says that he will come as a thief in the night, when you least expect it. So be careful. Watch. he says. But he also says to be confident. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. And this is a good thing. Don't grow tired of waiting, getting bogged down with the worries or the anxieties of this life. Or don't assume that Christ is not going to return for a long time. So, hey, I'm okay today. I'll take care of, you know, that part of life tomorrow. I'll worry about that tomorrow so we can go off and do as we please today. He says, be careful. Watch. You do not know the time or the day. We are to watch and be on guard. Even if things seem safe, which when you look at the signs around us, since the days of the apostles, there's never been a time when the world has been safe. From our personal perspective, this age can end at any time. Even if we do not see these signs occurring, because we do not know the day or the hour that the Lord will demand our life from us. Judgment day could be upon any of us at any time. As Jesus says, straighten up. Sit up straight. Lift up your heads. This is a good thing, that this life will not go on forever. There's something better that's coming. Do not fear the end of the age. Don't even fear your own death. Not that we look for it, not that we long for it. Life is precious. But we're not like this faithless generation who, you know, metaphorically speaking, will never pass away. You know, we will always continually be confronted by this line of unbelievers who have rejected the gospel, who mock us, say we're waiting and waiting for this overdue sign from God. But this faithless generation that confronts us daily, they will pass away. They will fear a great fear, and they will die an eternal death. And until that day, when our Lord fulfills the promises he has given, we are called to lift up our heads. Look for the signs around us. Be careful not to lose sight of what is important. Don't lose sight of Christ and his cross and empty grave. Don't let the worries of this world cloud your vision or make you feel cut off, because the Lord has promised that never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. But be always watching, always pray, so as not to fall into temptation, so as not to get distracted. And finally, Christ assures us that amid all these things, all the difficulties of living in this sinful world, his words are meant to encourage us to remain unwavering and confident. He says, know that the kingdom of God is near. Just as we know that these weeks of Advent will soon lead us to the celebration of the coming of Christ as the child in Bethlehem, so too we know that we are living in the greater Advent, the final Advent season, and that these days, and it could be today, but these days will lead us to the coming of Christ. He has promised he will come. As I said before, this is a good thing. This is not to be feared. Through the presence of God's Holy Spirit in our lives, we can face the end of the world. We can face the end of our life with unwavering confidence, and heads lifted high, knowing that, as our Lord says, your redemption is drawing near. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.